The pasuk says, as Moshe Rabbeinu approaches Har Sinai to receive the Torah, "O Moshe Ola Lakim VeYikra Elav Hashem Min Ahar," explains the Imri Amis that we know. The pasuk says, "Shelam Alois Esa Ena Elahorim Al Tikra Elahorim Elahorim." That when the pasuk refers to a Har, to a mountain, it actually refers to the Ovis. And what the Torah is teaching us, that if one wants to be mekabel the Torah, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling out to Moshe Rabbeinu to go up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah, the way to receive the Torah is menahar, by following the Derech Ovis, by following the path that our forefathers have set for us. As we begin the Shemoneh Esrei with announcing Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu, if we want to be able to reach the Madrega of Elokeinu, of realizing and recognizing that Hashem is our God, we have to first accept Elokei Aviseinu. And actually, every day, in the Birchas Krishma, in the Bracha of Ahava Rabba that we say before Krishma, we announce, "O Bavar Aviseinu Shabbat Becha, if we recognize that our forefathers chose and relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and learned the Torah, that will be the reason that we will be able that we will be able to follow that path as well. Our Ovis put unto us and set a road map and a road for us to follow. And if we follow Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu, if we follow that roadmap, then we will be zoicha kein techoneinu slamdeinu, to be zoicha to learn Torah as well. And the Chofetz Chaim used to explain this concept using a halachic principle. He says, well, we know on Hilchos Shabbos, one of the most serious Malach is one of the serious activities that we may not do in Shabbos is bishul, cooking. But the halacha differentiates in what type of a vessel are you cooking. The halacha says that if you're cooking something that is in a kli rishon, that was the pot that was hot, that has boiling water in it, even if that pot is no longer on the fire, it has the ability to be mevashel to cook. A kli sheni, different halachas. A kli shlishi, the halach is, never has the ability to cook. Said the Chofetz Chaim, if we, the grandparents, are a kli rishon, then our children will be a kli sheni, and when our grandchildren will be a kli shlishi, which we just said, a kli shlishi does not have the ability to cook. The way we could be effective in our teaching Torah, of our transmitting Torah from one generation to another generation, is if not only are we a kli rishon, but we make sure that our children and our grandchildren and the generations that emanate from us are all kli rishons. And the Chofetz Chaim used to say that in those times, they did not have modern plumbing, modern boiling systems. And the way they would keep the water in the mikveh hot is that you have a large pot of water, which they boiled up the water, and then they would pour that hot water into the mikveh, and that's how the water in the mikveh remained warm. Chofetz Chaim said he once went to the mikveh, and the mikveh attendant asked him, "So how was the water?" And he said, Chofetz Chaim said, the water was freezing. And the mikveh attendant said, "I don't understand. I just poured this pot of water into the mikveh. Why is the mikveh cold?" So the Chofetz Chaim said, "Check if the pot of water that you poured into the mikveh was on a fire. If that water was on a fire and that water is warm, then it has the ability to make the mikveh warm. But if the water that was on the is that was poured into the mikveh is not warm, is not hot. It certainly can't warm up the water that is in the mikveh. If we want to have the ability to warm up our children, to bring them to recognize what they are supposed to do, we have to be hot. We have to be excited about our Avodas Hashem. We have to be committed to our learning Torah. And then when we have that level of excitement and intensity in our Avodas Hashem, then we can be the Avos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that our children and descendants should look up to. Because if we want people to emulate us, we have to show how to behave. The parasha begins, Vayishma Yisroi, and Rashi says, Mashmu Shamu Ba, what caused Yisroi to want to join Kri Yisroel, Kriyas Yamsuf Umelchemes Amalek. Those were what caused them to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Why Dafka? Why specifically these two wonderful experiences brought Yisroi closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yisroi learned that just thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not enough. One has to show that he's ready to be Maisa Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melchemes Amalek. He's ready to go to war to fight Amalek. He's ready to take Amalek. And remember, Zechar Asha Osr L'cha Amalek. Remember what Amalek wants to do to us? Asha Karch B'derech. He wants to cool us off from our Avodas Hashem. And we have to fight back. And we have to show that we're still excited about our Avodas Hashem. We have to show Kriyas Yamsuf. As we all know, the pasuk says that Klal Yisrael, Nachshon Ben Aminadav, under the leadership of Nachshon Ben Aminadav, jumped into the Yamsuf. It's not enough, says Rashi, to know that there's Hashem in the world. If we want to be able to influence others to serve Hashem and do what we're supposed to do, we have to be Kriyas Yamsuf Jews. We have to be Melchemes Amalek Jews. Jews who are ready to do what has to be done. And if we do what has to be done with Mesiras Nefesh, then we will have the ability to be Mashpia, to influence the rest of the world to come closer to Hashem and to His Torah.